So Dr. Singh, I'm doing psychiatric evaluation and addiction of patient named Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y. Last name is Sane, S-A-I-N-E. Date of birth is 7-10-1980. Date of evaluation is 11-10-2023. HPA history page. Complaints psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, anxiety, and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 43 years old single female who was admitted here on 11-3-2023 upon transfer from Sinai Grace Hospital. Patient chart indicates history of type 2 diabetes, obesity, depression, anxiety, epilepsy, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, hemiplegia and hemiplegia following unspecified cerebrovascular disease. Patient also reports that she has a pseudo tumor cerebri. Patient was pleasant and cooperative during my evaluation. She acknowledged feeling down and expressed helplessness over her physical limitations and inability to walk. Reports that she used to see a nurse practitioner through Henry Ford Health System who quit. She talked about undergoing 9 brain surgeries for pseudo tumor cerebri. She was admitted here on Xanax 1 milligram Q8 hours PRN, mirtazapine 15 milligram at bedtime, and duloxetine 60 milligram once a day. Patient reports that current medications are helpful. She was seen by our service at the villa at City Center previously and last visit with the nurse practitioner. Nancy was on March 10, 2022. And at that time she was on Xanax. And duloxetine. Next paragraph, no history of manic or psychotic symptoms, no history of PTSD or OCD. Next paragraph, patient reports that her mother and her partner are supportive. She talked about being in same-sex relationship. Here reports that she has a 20-year-old son who goes to MSU and is a star football player. Patient reports that in the past she worked as a manager at Marriott Hotel in Livonia. Next paragraph, review of systems, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history. Prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior outpatient treatment was helpful, yes. Number of prior hospitalizations, unknown. Next paragraph, prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, social history education, highest grade, second, peer college. Current occupation, used to work at a hotel. Relationship, Patient reports that she's in a same-sex relationship, number of children 1 son, legal issues, non-reported medical record, lab diagnostic test, bilateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph under history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental cells examination, blood pressure 116 over 70, pulse 72, respiration 15. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, left side hemiparesis, gait lying, speech clear, mood dysphoric, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content. Normal range of thought content. Next paragraph, perceptual disturbances. Level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person, place, time, memory, recent, with the normal attention, concentration, with a normal fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, Xanax, 1 milligram, Q8 hours, PRN. Number 2, duloxetine, 60 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, F33.1, plans continue duloxetine and mirtazapine as prescribed. Number 2, generalized anxiety disorder, F41.1, plans continue Xanax, but change Xanax from 1 milligram Q8 hours PRN to 1 milligram BID. Number 3, hemiplegia and hemiparesis following cerebral infarction affecting left non-dominant side, 169.354. Plans ongoing follow up with attending physician for medical management. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 99305, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SNRI, Remeron, benzodiazepines. Next paragraph, risk benefit statements, based on findings of my the above stated cause benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the primary risk as noted above. End of dictation.